This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a snow show Friday, and good morning, and thank you for listening to our dear old coworker Danielle, who just shared, and I put it on my Instagram. I also sent it to Eamon. The video, we were talking about the incident in 2006 here at Wachusett, in which a luge contestant broke their leg and then continued on with the partying.
Yeah.
She shared that video because she somehow has that in her archives.
Yes.
And so I'll see if Eamon can get that on Twitch before we get out of here today, but it's on my Instagram story. So.
And it is wild.
It's wild. Well, yeah. You could identify the individual who
Yeah, well, he rolls out of the structure after. Yeah. Holding his leg,
right,
so
right. I'm sure he's fine now. Though.
Yeah, I'm sure he's great.
Like, you know,
yep.
Just a
great story.
What's more gruesome, the Gordon Hayward injury or this?
probably Joe Theismann is
oh,
the only
well,
one.
Sorry,
only one
too topical.
Worse, only one worse than this. all right, so we had. By the way, thanks to everybody who's here this morning. Thanks to everybody who came out last night. You guys are unbelievable. Thanks to everybody who's been listening to the show.
Thanks to the Crowleys
on the Odyssey app. Thanks to the Crowleys. Thanks to those of you who have been watching the show this morning on Twitch and this show on Twitch every day is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and Portland and Bath, Maine. Just go to springersjewelers.com.
And Ken's going to Springer's. He's getting an EEI chain.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, really?
He should. He absolutely should.
Keep those diamonds dancing, Ken.
All right. It's been, 10, 12 hours since Curtis has heard the voice of Angry Principal Dave.
Thank God.
As he did here last night, so we should probably get the Hill Notes.
I love it.
Which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, Chime, let him rip.
Good morning, morning show. I want to call out two lies. After talking to Amen Corner for a while last night.
Sorry, Amen.
Olivia Culpo is a liar. She definitely went out with him. What a good guy. Good personality. Funny. No doubt she went out with him. She's a liar. And the other liar was me last night publicly saying I'm friends with Curtis. That was a complete lie. You are still a miserable SOB, numbnuts.
You guys spent a good amount of time.
I did not, actually. Nope. I was beckoned by his paid assistant, and I said, I didn't come here to see you. I came here to see the lovely people that I was able to speak to last night.
I got to thank him. I don't know how he came up with it, but he did deliver the Gregory Hill road sign, like the actual road sign from the town of Princeton.
Are you putting that in your apartment or in the studio?
I will not be allowed to put that in the apartment.
Okay. Thought you put it above the bed.
I will probably put that in the studio. Okay. I'll bring that back to the studio. But I don't know if there was a crime involved or
we'll never know, or
a payoff or whatever. But
never know.
The real crime is what that school system's paying Principal Dave. My God.
Is it just like a, hey, what's up with you guys, or how does it go?
No, he kept wanting me to come over and sit with them. I'm like, why would I sit with you? You're psychotic.
He was hoping James was coming because he said kids love him.
So that's what he tells himself. And I love you, Dad, who's having a procedure this morning. I love you. But my dad had this issue that all the people at his office had to laugh at his jokes. And so he'd come home, and I'm just like, that's not funny, Dad. I love you. And
So they were encouraging him with the with dad jokes.
Right, because, you know, he's the boss, so say
whatever.
So
he thought he was Adam Sandler.
Right, and so what a principal does when he's surrounded by captive audiences is he thinks he's entertaining, but it's just an assembly. They have to be there. They're not choosing to listen to you. You're the principal. They have to listen to you.
Right.
He's really not that interesting.
Mm. All right, Sean.
After doing my extensive show prep, I came to the realization that Jackson and Scheim should have been at Wachusett last night, and you guys should have left that Debbie Downer love child of Megamind and Droopy Dog at home.
Is that him again?
No, it's a different guy. Maybe that was his assistant.
Yeah, it could have been.
I wasn't even here. I was here for like 10 minutes.
Milkshake song was a nice touch.
Curtis is a lot of fun out on the road. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Very nice to everyone.
Thank you very much. Checks in the mail.
It's not like you're going to be wearing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, Angry Principal Dave is a real riot. Yeah. I mean, the guy, he's going to be at Giggles tomorrow.
Not going to be running around with a lampshade on your head or anything.
Trying to do my job to the very best of my ability and get home safely.
Go ahead, Jeff.
If there were brackets for the Greg Hill Show, Curtis would be a 16 seed. Everybody else, 1 seed.
Jeez.
Do we have an update on brackets, by the way?
We do.
Ick brackets.
Yeah, and we'll have 4 more today.
Okay.
Let me just pull this right up. So we had tough start for the cat owners in the place.
Yeah.
Lady Jade. Owning cats beat out paying with gift cards, unfortunately.
Okay. Saw that coming.
Yeah. T-shirt with no bottoms, the Winnie the Pooh, beat out crossing with your legs, or sitting with your legs crossed.
Well, that was crisscross applesauce.
Well, it was really more of the sitting there.
Chris, like how you sales smoke. She described it.
Well, I wasn't there for that one. For me, I made the bracket.
Yeah.
And the bracket was sitting like this.
Yeah, leg crossing.
Yeah.
Either way, I win again.
Okay. We had weak handshake beating out drinking milk alone.
All right.
Oh, another loss for the worm.
And last but not least, Greg Hill vindicated. Workout grunts beat out pushing out farts.
Thank you. All right, so I have zero.
So there you go. Zero and
zero
no
bar. For Greg.
Almost too pristine.
I can spend the summer wearing my flip flops and loudly pushing out farts.
There you go.
Disgusting.
Sign me up.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
I can just picture Angry Principal Dave sitting in his office for hours in the morning trying to script up the most perfect Hill note, even to the point where like his secretary barges down his door and goes, Dave, there's a fight in the gymnasium. And he's like, not now. I'm trying to figure out what the perfect song is for my Hill note today because I have nothing else going on in my life and I'm so bored.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, he is incorporating the songs into his message. Yeah.
This actually is real quick Joe, who is in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Curtis. What's this guy Angry Principal Day? What's he got for you, bud? Is he in love with you or something? This guy's got problems,
I mean,
man.
I got to tell you, I am a lovable guy. That's what it is. I exude love. So he definitely – I don't know what it is, Joe, to be candid. I think we're – giving him a little bit too much run because he's gotten to his very small head already. But either way, I just enjoy the music and the download of the Odyssey app.
Okay. Right. What's next, Sean?
Oh, how I enjoy the highs and lows of this show. First, Curtis comes with the amazing plug. The only thing on fire at Shores and Star Market is the deals. Nailed it. Felt good about himself. I know it. and then the lows come. I bet treating like a smart individual. Ugh. You're painful sometimes, Shine. Love you, but painful.
People are so kind.
I love people. I love Hill Notes, though.
Shime is just very, he's firm in his opinions.
Yeah.
Of late.
Sure is.
Never half-assed one thing, Greg, whole-assed anything.
All right.
Very confident.
Okay.
Yeah. You're half the ass you used to be.
Amen.
True that.
Almost too
in
far.
In size, but
not maybe not in personality.
Yep.
I'm surprised you didn't lose it on the fact that they let Steph Diggs leave the building without getting a deal done.
What else is new, Greg? Like, it's this team, they wouldn't pursue DK Metcalf, but they're like, yeah, let's bring in Steph Diggs. That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess there's really no more crashing out. It is what it is now. I don't know what they're going to do. I guess if we'll have to wait till the draft now and see what they do at number four and then kind of go from there and say, all right, we're expecting a rookie if they do draft a wide receiver and a room full of young guys to hopefully make Drake May and that offense in that passing game be better.
Can I ask a question? When did we all start saying crashing out? Like, it's every other sentence, whether it's Wiggy Shime.
I think
like,
it's recent.
Gen Zers are using crashing out every other sentence. I don't get it.
I haven't noticed it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'll notice it all the time now.
Do you know what the worst part of the Patriots sucking is? Draft talk. It starts in November and it ends in April.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's had an original thought. I understand it's interesting to people. We have to talk about it. But it's like we literally are going to spend months on something that when it's the fourth pick, it'll be done in 5 minutes and then it's over forever.
Mm-hmm. Knowing what you know about the injury, do you think somebody else is going to give Steph Diggs $12, $13 million? I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So,
what is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fact that you let him leave, I mean, I guess you're waiting to see if you can get him at a discount, where you know, rub five, you know, a couple nickels together and get him at a deal, but I don't know why you would wait.
Well, I think the thing that
because waiting isn't the most important thing to you.
I would say to kind of defend him a little bit, I think the thing that they're waiting on is when will he be available if we do sign him based on the injury.
It's not going to be at the start of the season.
Right, but is it going to be November? So are we getting Steph Diggs for 8 games? Do you really want to pay a guy $12 million if you're only going to get him for 8 games? Are you getting him, you know, in week 4 or week 5? So I think that's kind of where they're trying to decipher where he's going to be health-wise and when they'll get him if it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a smart move if nobody else is going to pay him the $12 million and deal with when he can start.
But see, even... Like the even the Steph Diggs thing, like if that's a concern to you, then I would ask them, well, why aren't you in on Amari Cooper, Tyler Lockett, Keenan Allen? Like, why are you not in on two or three of those guys? Like,
why are you reactionary on offense instead of proactively trying to make the team better as best you can? Like, why is it always waiting for other teams' cast-offs? It's so frustrating, especially when you hear Robert Kraft talk about, oh, I've been a fan forever. This is the only thing. It's like, no, it's not. It is clearly not.
Yeah, you're in cat. You. That's a good point because you are in kind of like cast-off mode. Because even those other guys that we talk about, whether it's a Steph Diggs, Amari Cooper, and granted, they'll make your room better, but you're not going after the DK Metcalfs. The guy I'd like to see them go after George Pickens, like those A.J. Brown, if he is available. It's like the aggression is not there when it comes to those guys. Or the aggressiveness is not there when it comes to those guys who will make your team better.
How many wins the last 2 years were actual like games you thought meant something to both teams? Like, so the Bengals game week one, overreacted, my fault.
Yeah.
There's like the end of the year against the Steelers. Yeah. The game against the Jets that they would always win when they sucked with Zach. Like, they haven't actually, they've won 8 games in 2 years. And of those 8 games, how many were legit wins against a good opponent? Like three?
I don't even know. Who were the three?
So last.
Chicago.
Chicago. But Chicago wasn't a good opponent.
No, Chicago wasn't.
That
very
was
good.
An upset, though.
But that wasn't a good opponent. Chicago stinks like you.
Yeah, they have a rookie quarterback, too.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you beat a good opponent was...
It was week one Bengals.
Yeah, and they were on a down year, so I would say that, you know...
Buffalo in the playoffs with Mac?
Did they beat Buffalo two years? Yeah, well, it might have been.
Although the win
the regular
game,
season.
That was it.
Yeah.
But that that was 3 years ago. Yeah. Like, they stink.
So maybe the Green Bay game from
they went to overtime. They lost.
They lost that Billy Zappi game. You're right.
Bill ran they were on fourth and three at the 40-yard line. Yeah, punted it to Aaron Rodgers. Good job, Bill.
I don't understand why they're always waiting for the price to go down. Like the speculation this morning that they're in on Ayuk, but they're waiting for the price to go down.
Right.
Like, that's a guy that I would do whatever it's going to take to get him, give it to him.
Right. They approach free agency like you do rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Give them whatever capital you have to give them.
Right. And the
All right. Shime, what else?
I'm really disappointed in the guest leads segment today. It left something to be desired. Sorry, that was my Mac Jones impression.
Wiggy loves that guy.
It might be time for Curtis to have another intervention. He appears to be addicted to being an insufferable know-it-all douche. Numbnuts.
That was good.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
I like it.
Sean.
Hey, Ken. What's going on? I'm at the studio. You said open door policy. Where is everybody? Come on, Hill Dog.
I got a text from LB yesterday. He was talking about the Celtics and what a great job they had done.
Nice.
They had taken that team from $360 million to $6 billion. So
I think he should come to a road show this year.
He should. This would be the one that LB loved Wachusett shows. Loved it. He should be here. All right, what's next?
So I have one more, but like it's somebody wrote almost like a full song.
Oh.
Wrote it and performed it. Along the tune of Let Her Cry by Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay. Topic of?
Me, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, gotta hear it.
Okay.
Yes. How long is it?
It's about a minute and a half. You can tell.
Oh, good. Let's go home.
You can yell at me to stop if you want. It's fine.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys, it's the Contrarian JT.
Well, I turned into this Greg Hill show. Listen to this guy, guess his name is Shime. Seems to think he's some sort of Van Gogh. But Mark Trapp's about as cool as mine. And we've noticed lately, with the Wiccan 180, it seems he's found some inner strength. We all know that it's for good, but sometimes I just wish he would. I'll gain a little back just so that he can be a better shine. He was fluffy and not so vain. He was a better kid, much more ego and less kid. It was a better show until it lost all of that way. And since you don't play my songs anyway, call it a day. Go back to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, that was pretty good.
All right.
Did he use like ChatGPT thing or wow?
I think that was all him.
A lot of effort.
You know what that? You know what that means, Greg? Now we're gonna get more singing songs.
Yeah, you love that. You love
singing
songs.
Yeah, they open it up.
Yes, you do.
They open it up.
I have a question about ChatGPT AI. Don't you get wigged out when you're sending an email and they're like, "Do you want help with this?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
I like now that if somebody's texted you a few different times, they'll give you an AI summary in a little box. I like that a lot.
You do?
Well, because they're funny usually.
Drake does those with Wiggy Leeds.
Yeah, I don't even still don't know how to work ChatGPT.
Right.
Yeah,
okay. No, I don't either. It scares me.
Or spell it. Okay. We are. It's a P.
Oh,
P. ChatGPT.
Like pepperoni.
Oh, okay. P. Yeah. The P, not a B.
Like prosciutto.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Hill Notes were brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
And we'll be right back.